Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
All right, guys, it's Funk Roberts here, and welcome to the Over 40 Shred podcast. And thank you so much for joining us this week. Another 60 minutes, 45 minutes to 60 minutes of pure gold. And today I'm really excited to bring on Chris Lopez. Chris is a longtime friend of mine, and he's going to help us understand how in our over 40, in our 50s and our 60s, we can build muscle. Chris, what's up, my brother?
How you doing, man? Thank you for having me. I apologize. You might hear a parakeet in the back here because I'm in Costa Rica right now. I'm at home in Costa Rica.
That's amazing. No worries with the parakeets. I feel it gives us that feel of being in a tropical environment. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Which is actually really conducive to building muscle and staying healthy.
That's right. Yeah, for sure. So how are things? How's everything going there in Costa Rica with your family? What's going on? How's everything? How's life there?
Things are really good. I'm sitting in a cafe right now, and this is kind of our morning routine. We have a couple of friends that opened up a cafe in really relatively close to our house. So yeah. I come here for internet because the house that we built does not have internet.
Right.
Off-grid, we run on solar power, but there is no internet in the house, only because where we are remotely in the jungle, the internet just, they don't have any connections. So that's kind of how it's worked out.
Right, right. Hold on. I'm just going to get off my phone.
Hold on one second.
We're good.
Okay. So just as a background, Chris is from Toronto. I've known Chris for many, many years. We've done kettlebell programs together. We've known each other in the volleyball community. So what Chris has picked up is your family and moved everybody, five kids, your wife, yourself, and moved everyone to Costa Rica about 2 years ago. How long has it been?
Yeah, it's been 2 years now. Yeah. So wow. My oldest daughter is kind of traveling the world, so she's not with us. We have four of us here. She spent some time in Barcelona. She's in Toronto right now. She's leaving for Portugal in a couple of months or in a month. So she's kind of all over. She's 20 years old. And one thing that a lot of people probably won't know, I mean, maybe because they're just meeting me, is that I used to admire watching Funk on the volleyball court when I was younger. Funk was he was the guy that I looked up to when I was playing.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate that loud and clear. Okay, so that being said, you know, the other thing is so funny. Like, I watched one of my favorite movies growing up was Mosquito Coast with Harrison Ford. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, you keep on telling me to watch it.
Watch that movie, please? Now, okay. The ending is not how I hope your ending will be.
Okay.
Obviously, it's not, because you guys are 2 years in and you're doing fantastic. And you're literally built stuff from scratch, right? Like, you didn't move to Costa Rica. Like you didn't just move to Costa Rica and you know, live in a house and what have you. You literally bought land and you're still building this house. And, you know, your kids are homeschooled. Like, is that what's going on there?
Yeah. So we homeschool all five of our kids. All five of our kids have been homeschooled. And so we bought four shipping containers, the ones on the back of trucks. And so we've built And we bought 2 acres of jungle property, like lush jungle property. There's a nice little stream running through it. And so we built a house and a main house and a guest house that we've kind of prefabricated out of the shipping containers. And so we have a main living space, and then across the stream on the other hill is a small guest house that's also made out of shipping containers. And so that's kind of how we're rolling right now. And we're completely off grid, completely self-sustaining. Like I said, there's no Wi-Fi, but there's solar power and, you know, running water and all that good stuff. So, you know, we live.
Yeah, that's you living. Live it. You know what? We're definitely gonna have to do another episode just on that, because I think it's fascinating how, you know, especially in 2018, you know, most people are kind of trying to move. Well, there's two types of people. There's people who try to, you know, move into a more technology-based, you know, environment where they can, you know, have access to technology and access to, you know, things that are happening in 2018. And then there's the other part of the world, or part of people who move away from that. And, you know, it fascinates me of the people who move away from that more simple life. I assume it's a more simple life.
It is. Yeah. I mean, and that was one of the biggest things for us, was just not necessarily moving away from technology, but moving closer to nature.
Right. And exactly.
We understand the value. My wife and I both understand the value of living closer to nature and having a good connection with nature. I mean, I sound like a really big hippie right now, which I'm not, because I run an internet business, but
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was our primary goal, and that's what we thought would be best for our kids and to raise a family. So we upped and outed, man.
And that's the intriguing thing. You run your whole business is off the internet, and yet you have no internet Wi-Fi access at home specifically, but you know, you have an office in quotes, which is where you are right now pretty much, right? Which is the cafe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is the cafe, which, funny enough, not having a Wi-Fi connection has actually made me more creative. So what I do, my regular routine is when I'm at home, I'm able to create, you know, write articles, create content for my membership site, film videos, really think without distraction, because I don't have that constant Wi-Fi connection that's distracting me with, you know, I have a bit of a squirrel brain sometimes, where you get online and then you know, you get distracted, and then you go to this website and then you go to that website, and before you know it, you're on Facebook when you're supposed to be writing an article.
For sure.
That way.
For sure. Speaking of Facebook and writing articles, yes. You have written and created the Fountain of Youth, right? I mean, you know, we all strive to look for the Fountain of Youth, especially as we get older. You know, I'm 49 years old, and I'm always looking at ways to continue to allow me to, you know, live longer and you know, prolong my life, but healthy, so that I can continue to enjoy my kids, you know, my grandchildren when they are born, and my wife and family, and just the world. And so, you know, as we all strive, you know, it boils down to health. It boils down to staying healthy and being fit, and in both the mind and I guess the body. But the Fountain of Youth that you found is how we can continue to build that muscle, you know, as we in our middle age.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, a bit of a backstory for that. I mean, the reason why I created the program was when I was young, like during our volleyball playing days, when I was in high school and everything, I introduced to weight training. But back then, the introduction to weight training was always like bodybuilders. And I never wanted to look like that. I never wanted to be like this muscle bound, you know, meathead type of person. So I never had any interest in building muscle. I always took my training in terms of performance and what I could do to perform better, because Michael Jordan was who I looked up to. And so I wanted that lean, athletic, wiry type of physique. So I never really trained to specifically build on muscle. Little did I know later on that I figured out that, you know, you actually do need to build a little bit of muscle, and you won't necessarily look like a bodybuilder, because most of those guys are jacked up on steroids. So now that I'm 41, I'm starting to see, or I began to see the value of building muscle after the age of 35, and how that muscle can do several things. Number one, it allows you to stay protected. So if you were to fall, muscle can give you a lot of what I like to call armor, and it'll help you protect you from falls. You know, the density is great for health. It's a metabolically active tissue, so it'll help you burn fat a lot better or burn calories a lot better. And so I started to dive into a little bit more muscle building. And it's funny enough, only after the age of 35. Prior to that, I never really cared about it at all. So I created the Fountain of Youth program as a muscle building program for guys over 35, because that's the only time that I really started to get into building muscle and wanting to put on a little bit more muscle.
Yeah, I mean, especially as we get older, you know, there's we start to lose muscle, like naturally, like especially if sarcopenia happens or what have you. So, you know, that muscle, you know, I guess, you know, we need to build muscle, right? We need to continue to keep that muscle, or at least build it.
You know, the funny thing about sarcopenia too is that when you age, you know, you have two types of muscle fibers. You've got your fast twitch and your slow twitch. Generally speaking, you've got fast twitch.
Well, let's back up. What's sarcopenia for those here that are listening right now?
So sarcopenia is basically muscle loss due to aging. So as you get older, your body will naturally start to decline in muscle mass. And there's ways to reverse it and ways for you to combat that. And the way to do that is through resistance training. The funny thing about sarcopenia is that if you don't train, your body will selectively choose to atrophy, to degrade your fast twitch muscle fiber. So your explosive muscle fiber, the stuff that you need to not only jump or sprint or anything like that, but if you need to get up off the toilet really quickly, those are the muscles that are fire. These are your big bang for your buck muscle fibers. They're the ones that are the most metabolically active because they're so large and they require so much energy. So they're the ones that will allow you to burn fat and to do explosive activities. So as we age, it's so important to make sure that we maintain not just our muscle in general, but our fast twitch muscle fiber, because those are the number one, they're the big bang for your buck muscle fiber. So they require a lot of energy, and that in turn will allow us to keep our metabolism really stoked and really fast so that we don't put on extra weight. And number two, explosive activities that we take for granted are governed by our fast twitch muscle fiber. And so we have to hold on to the fast twitch muscle fibers.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my wife right now, who used to be a bodybuilder, turned Muay Thai fighter, is now 47. And we need to, and now with, you know, she's learning a new style of fighting, more kickboxing style, more MMA style, in and out. She's having problems with being more explosive, you know, like in and out. And, you know, you can see that she's very slow muscle fiber, you know, dominant.
Dominant,
right? Yeah. Dominant, but you know, so we're just, you know, started to really reintroduce plyometrics and jump training, that sort of thing for her. But I can see how as you get older that happens if you don't continue to hit those fast twitch muscle fibers.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably one of the most important things. So when I have guys over 35 saying, you know, how do I put on muscle or how do I maintain this? Or, you know, I'm starting to slow down a little bit. Then one of the first things that I do is put them on some type of fast twitch muscle fiber training, some type of explosive training. Now, the thing with explosive training, though, is that it's very skill oriented. So you have to, if somebody's never performed a specific exercise, then you've got to use an exercise that is relatively easy to learn, but something that will still allow them to use those explosive muscle fibers. And those muscle fibers specifically in the lower body are always found in the posterior chain. So they're like your glutes, your hamstrings, your calves, somewhat in your quads, but primarily in your glutes and your hamstrings. I mean, that's where all your fast fibers are.
Right. So that's kind of how you would start, you know, someone from a beginner purpose, like from a beginner?
Yeah. I mean, so fast twitch muscle fiber is trained, number one, with the movement being explosive, and then number two, with the movement being relatively heavy as well. And so there's a lot of precautions that you have to take, especially number one, if you're older, and number two, if you haven't really trained that way before, you have to take a lot of precautions. And then fast twitch muscle fibers they take the longest to recover as well. So then you have to really take recovery into play in addition to whatever it is that you're training. So if you think that you need to train 5, 6 days a week, 7 days a week, when you're over the age of 35, you're not going to see the type of results that you want because you're basically running into that overtraining type of environment.
100%. I mean, this is something I tell all the guys, and I've had to really re-educate and rechange that mindset. Because, you know, when we look online, when we look in magazines, when we just from growing up, and, you know, the more is better kind of, you know, mindset. And, you know, guys going in, you know, 5, 6, even 7 days a week, you know, I got to train 6 days a week. I've got to go, you know, to the gym 6 days a week. And if I can't, then, you know, I feel like I'm not getting anything, but I'm not getting any results. I'm not getting any better. I've hit a plateau. And I'm talking about guys who are over, you know, 35, 40, 50, who still kind of think that way, where you got to go, go, go. And they realize they're hitting, you know, a few things. One, they're overtraining. Two, you know, they get injured. Three, they're not getting any results. And for me, I've had to re-educate some of the guys that I work with to say, look, man, you know, less is better. The recovery is more important. It's like the recovery is the growth day, and the training is the stimulation day, kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you hit the nail on the head there, because that's the thing. Like, if you're over the age of 35, if you're over the age of 40, you have to, recovery is built into the program. Like, it's got to be part of your program. And so that's the difference between being on a program and doing random workouts. It's like, workouts really don't judge how hard you're going. It just assumes that if you're doing random workouts, then you take the mentality that you have to go hard every single workout. And that's when people get injured, is because they don't understand progression and wave loading and how that works. And when you're on a program, like a professionally written right. program, there are specific recovery days. There are days when you're training where you're going really, really hard and you can push it. But a lot of the days, especially when you're over 40, are not as intense. You're still getting work done, but they can't be right. 100% balls to the wall type of training. It just, your body doesn't work that way anymore. There's so many other factors that come into play right. now. So you really have to pay attention to recovery in order to get the gains that you want, especially when it comes to muscle building.
Yeah, recovery is definitely key. And I'm glad that that's part of the program that you have. So you mentioned like, you know, starting with the fast twitch and that sort of thing. But, you know, what other type of workouts, or what other type of exercise, what other type of protocols do you use to build muscle over 40?
I'm a big fan. I come from a strength bias. So I'm a kettlebell guy. I'm a hardstyle kettlebell guy. And I teach for an organization called Strong First. And so at Strong First, I mean, that basically gives us the foundation of exactly what we stand for, which is, above all things, you need to become strong first. Right? It's like your strength is always going to be the foundation for anything yeah. that you do. So if you're looking at the potential to build muscle, who's going to build more muscle? The guy that can bench press, 135 pounds for 3 reps, or the guy that can bench 225 for 3 reps. Now, that's just an example. And I'm not saying that you have to bench press, but you have to take a look at the potential to build muscle is always going to be predicated upon how much work you can do. And how much work you can do is going to be based upon how strong you are. So first and foremost, before anything, if you do want to build muscle, you have to get strong. But you've got to do it safely. And the best way to do that, I've found, is to really train the skill of strength, which is to make sure that you are using the correct technique for very big, I'm always saying this, but very big, demanding, bang for your buck exercises. Like, so for the kettlebell community and for the Founder of Youth program that I wrote, one of it's basically built off of two kettlebell exercises and two bodyweight exercises. And so what we do are a kettlebell clean and press, which works your hinges. So it works your posterior chain muscles, and it works your pressing muscles, which are big bang for your buck exercises. And then the second kettlebell exercise is a double front squat, which, if you've never done a double front squat with holding two kettlebells in the rack, they are very metabolically demanding if you do them correctly. So that's what the program is.
Can you repeat that? You cut out there. So the first.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can you repeat that's what it works? Yeah.
Yep. So the first exercise is the double clean and press. So you're taking two relatively heavy kettlebells. So for this program, I suggest that everybody uses what their 4 rep max. So relatively pretty heavy. Like, so pair of kettlebells that you can press over your head 4 times with perfect technique, but not 5 times. So it's relatively heavy. Now, we don't train in that 4 rep range, but we're using heavy kettlebells. So that's how you're able to really tap into those fast twitch muscle fibers because you're using a heavy load. And then the second exercise, the double kettlebell front squat, which a lot of people discount it as just being a squat, but it's so much more than that because you have to hold two kettlebells in the rack position. And if you have anybody that's done our Kettlebell for Fighters program, you'll know the efficacy or how effective that double kettlebell front squat is if you do it properly, especially if you're holding two heavy kettlebells in the rack position. And that's what the Fountain of Youth program is kind of built off. The programs that I write are very minimalist. I like to call them, you know how people have complexes where they do a bunch of exercises all for reps and then you switch to the next exercise and you're not supposed to switch until you finish that. I like to use what I call simplexes, where we try to keep things really simple, but we use really effective exercises.
I love it. I love it. I love the simplex. And yes, for those of you who don't know, because Chris and I created the Kettlebell for Fighters program, which is a program using kettlebells, building strength, power, explosiveness, core, et cetera, for fighters, whether you're MMA, Muay Thai, kickboxing, whatever, which is great, or an athlete in general. It doesn't really have to be a fighter. It could just be an athlete. But we did use some of these. We did use these exercises, of course, as well. A lot of people got great results, or are getting great results using that program. Again, because it's a minimalist program, and like this one, your Fountain of Youth. You know, it can be done at home. It can be done anywhere, really.
Yeah, you just need a pair of kettlebells, a pair of relatively heavy kettlebells, and a chin-up bar, and you're all set. You can use the program anywhere.
Speaking of chin-up, what are the body weight exercises? You said there were two kettlebell, which we got the clean and press, and the front kettlebell squats, which are, again, like you said, way more than just a squat. I mean, your core, your shoulders. I mean, there's so much happening within that exercise. But what are the body weight ones?
The body weight ones are hollow positions. So if you're familiar with gymnastics training, it's the hollow position. So the hollow position is where you basically go concave and you center your pelvis underneath your rib cage so that you're constantly contracting your abs, your glutes, your quads. So you're basically staying in that concave position while you do chin-ups. And in addition to that, that's supersetted with dips, hollow position dips. And I prefer to do the dips on the rings because the rings, you can move each arm independently. So that's a lot more healthier for your shoulders. Again, because this program was constructed for guys age of 35, doing dips on rings is a lot better because each individual arm can move freely. And we, you know, we always have one dominant side or one side that does a little bit more work than the others. So by doing the dips, even the chin-ups, if you have a couple of sets of rings, then each arm has an independent groove, as I like to call, when it comes to bending the elbow and flexing the shoulder. So each one can move independently, and that allows you to stay healthy during the entire program as well. So it's chin-ups and dips on the bodyweight day. It's clean and presses and double front squats on the kettlebell day.
Cool. And what, okay, so how long will it take someone to start to build muscle? I know it's a loaded question because everyone's different, but how long is the program?
The program itself comes in three phases, and each phase is 4 weeks. Now, here's the thing. I mean, and this is the difference between the programs and random workouts. Phase one builds a foundation for phase two, which builds a foundation for phase three. Now, phase three is completely different from phase one. And in order for you to qualify to do phase three, you have to put in the requisite reps and get the work in from phase one and phase two. So for example, in phase one, we keep it really basic. And like the whole program is minimalist, but in phase one, you learn the skill of the double clean and press, and you build a lot of volume with a double front squat. And you do the same with chin-ups and dips. In phase two, we take it to another level and we incorporate a little bit more explosion. So in phase two, instead of a double clean and press, now we're doing a double clean and push press. So your rep ranges are a little bit higher because now you're push pressing the bells instead of just straight up pressing them. And that will build the foundation for the next phase. In the next phase, we get a lot more work done and we start doing complexes. And complexes based on the skills that you've learned from the first two phases. So that's kind of how the program is built going forward. And a lot of the dramatic results we see are when people are able to accumulate the work in phase one and phase two, and they get into phase three, and that's when they really start to see things, you know, veins start to pop out of your arms and your shoulders start to get a little bit broader because you've accumulated all this work and all this volume in the first two phases that when you really start to ramp it up and intensify, that's what phase three is. It's basically an intensification phase, which is a lot of the flaws that I see in a lot of programs these days is that people think that you have a 4-week block and you've got to ramp it up and, you know, go intense for those 4 weeks, but it doesn't work that way. You've got to build up to a high intensification phase. A lot of people, especially nowadays, don't have the patience for that. They can't see the big picture. The first two phases of the program have to form the foundation for you to intensify in the last phase. And that's kind of how I write my programs.
I mean, that's the perfect kind of block. You know, a program that's progressive, that, you know, in order for you to move on to the next, you've got to, you know, finish that phase or finish what, you know, the rep range. And then, you know, you just kind of move on to the next, but it's that volume that you accumulate, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I have this theory, I mean, especially when you're over the age of 35, that from an intensity standpoint, you can't really train intensely for more than 2, 4, maybe 6 weeks at the most, which is why the intensification phase of the program is only 4 weeks long, and it's in phase three because you're qualifying and you're building up. So the first phase is not, compared to the last phase, is not going to be as intense. And I do that on purpose because we build up the intensity going forward. Because if you think that you can train balls to the wall intense, you know, 12 weeks in a row, you're in for a wake-up call because your body doesn't operate like that when you go over the age of 40. Like, you have to have specific days where you're lifting a light load, and you've got to have specific days where you're lifting a heavy load, and you've got to wave load the program so that you can see consistent progress. Because if you don't, I can guarantee you that after 3 weeks of going balls to the wall intense, you're either going to burn out, you're going to get sick, your joints are just going to hurt, or you're just going to completely quit because you can't maintain that type of intensity.
Totally. Get frustrated, quit, which is what happens. I mean, you know, people get on this style of, you know, do random workouts. You know, a lot of people do that with my stuff too. Like, I mean, my programs are set in phases as well. And specifically my over 40 program, because, you know, again, it's a progression. You start off, you know, hitting specific goals each phase, and then, you know, by the end in phase three, like your program, that's where people are seeing the best results. But here's the thing, what I always say is, listen, if you're starting this new kind of, I want to get my fitness back, or, you know, I want to build muscle, or, you know, I want to become healthier, or, you know, I want to get my mojo back, you got to give it a year. Personally, you got to give it a year, which means it's not just, okay, I'm going to do this Founder Youth program and stop. You're going to do the Founder Youth program and continue on with, you know, the coaching through Chris, you know, throughout the year. And then, like, just think about it. If you did something for a year, and it's not, you're going to take deload weeks, and, you know, it's not just going. I'm assuming you get, you know, weeks where you take off, or they're a lot lighter so that you can sustain it for a year. But the habits that you, the routines, the habits, the just the transformation, the nutrition, whatever it is, for a year, if you have that focus, like if you have that mindset, okay, I'm giving this 1 year and I'm gonna be consistent. And yeah, for sure, there's gonna be times in the year where, you know, things happen and you may miss a week, or you may, you know, get sick or whatever, but you really have to give it a year. If you really want to see those results, if you have that mindset from the beginning, then you will understand the progression and you won't rush to get these results. You know what I mean?
That's right. Like, I liken it, the thing that really worked well with my group, the guys that I'm coaching, that I'm working with, is you liken it to gardening. You're going to plant the seed today, right? You're not going to expect to have a tomato plant tomorrow. That's training is the exact same thing. Like, you plant the seed, you make sure the soil is fertile, you water the plant, you give it a lot of sun, And over time, what happens is you get these really amazing fruits, but that's not going to happen the next day, like the day after you plant. Training and getting healthy, especially when you're over the age of 40, when you know your hormonal profile may not be in your favor anymore, that's exactly the same thing. It's like you have to have that big picture outlook. It's just like gardening. If you're going to garden, you're going to plant the seeds early and you're going to nurture the soil and nurture the seeds and take care of it and water it and give it enough sunshine. And then after 6 months or a year or whatever, that's when you start to really see the fruits of your labor, something that you can be proud of. So you have to take the same approach. Yeah, you have to take the same approach when it comes to your body and when it comes to your health. If it took you 20 years to gain 40 pounds, or if you're 40 pounds overweight, it's not going to take you 3 months to lose those 40 pounds, at least not lose it healthily and be able to keep it off. So you have to have a big picture outlook.
And you have to have those habits created so that it's a continuation. Because listen, when we're younger, we all want results fast. But specifically when we're younger, even though we're willing to put the work in more, I think I may not be saying that right. But okay, so you know when we're younger, we're like, okay, you know, I want to really get ripped. I want to really get big. And, you know, we'll put all this work in and we want results fast. And, you know, if something doesn't work, we'll jump here and there because, you know, we just want to get big. So when we go to the clubs, you know, we're looking big and puffed, or, you know, we want to get ripped if we go to the beach, or, you know, we're okay with like going up and down and trying new things. And you know what I mean? Experimenting and figuring things out. And our mind's kind of like, okay, now I want to be big. Now I want to be ripped. But when we get 40, 50, 60, it's not about, okay, now I want to be big now so I can look good in the clubs, because you shouldn't even be in a club when you're 40, 50, and 60. Now I want to get ripped because I'm going to the beach. Yeah, you definitely want to go to the beach. But when you're over 40, it's all about like the sustainability of being to exercise, staying fit, prolonging your life, prolonging your health, eating healthy for the rest of your life, like to stay constant, but continuing to, you know, challenge yourself with different things. But it's not about getting big, you know, bulking, you know, and then ripping and then all this kind of shit. Oh, I'm going to try this type of training and I'm going to try 8, you know, 5 versus 5. And then I'm going to try fucking CrossFit. And I'm going to try this. No, no, no. Now we're at the phase of, we just want to stay, you know, healthy. Want to build muscle, maybe want to burn fat, maybe want to, you know, stay, you know, try a different a sport that you haven't tried in a long time, which means we have to be healthy. But that's our mindset, and that's what our mindset should be. So it's a lifelong thing that we're doing now, as opposed to like jumping all over the place that you do when you're in your teens, 20s, and 30s.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and we can do that in our 20s and 30s because number one, we don't have the stresses of everyday life that we do now. Right. With families and bills and with jobs and asshole bosses and stuff like that. Number two, we have the ability to recover from things really quickly. Like how many times have you or I, you know, gone out drinking one night and then, you know, on a Friday night and then had to play a beach volleyball tournament on a Saturday morning? Like that's just.
Yeah. I lived on that. Even in my pro days, I lived on that.
Yeah, but we could do that because we're 20 or 30 and our recoverability is great because we have the hormonal profile to be able to do that. As we start to age, our hormones change and our ability to recover changes. So it's just a different ball game. I mean, a lot of people, and I mean, you bring up a really good point. And this is part of the reason why I wrote this program is because I came upon this research and a lot of people think that you can't build muscle over the age of whatever, like 25 or whatever. So there was a study that came out in 2009. It's in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research out of, where was it? I think it was the University of Wisconsin, but it's called Early Phase Adaptations to Linear Periodization Resistance Training Program in College Age and Middlemen. I didn't memorize that. I'm actually reading it right now. So
anyway, no worries.
Anyway, so in this study, they took two groups of men. One were college age kids between 18 and 24 years old, and one were middle aged men between 35 and 50 years old. And they put them on the same periodized weight training program for 8 weeks. And at the end of the 8 week study, the researchers found that the middle age group built the same amount of muscle as the younger guys. The same amount.
Nice.
Now, the only difference is that, I mean, there really is, and here's the other thing. the older group actually gain more strength. And that's what happens when you get on a periodized, properly planned program instead of doing a bunch of random workouts, is that when you have a program that's properly planned out, you can see gains just as well as you did when you were 18 to 24 years old. But the program has to be properly planned out. The problem with a lot of, you know, training when you're 20 is exactly like what you said. It's like, yeah, you know, I want to bulk now and then I'm going to cut later. And then I want to, let's try CrossFit. Okay, let's do, you know, let's do some gymnastic training. You're all over the place. But if you're on an actual program, you can see the same results as you did when you were 20 years old when you're over the age of 35.
Right. Totally. 100% you can. 100%. Yeah, I mean, I see it. I see it every day with my guys. You know, it's just like they can't believe how in great shape they are, even in their 60s. You know, just, I mean, this one guy, just he comes to front and center. As you know, he thought he was in great shape. He was lean, 62. So he's like, yeah, I thought this is the best I could pretty much do. You know, I'm lean, I'm not as muscular, but I'm 62 years old and I'm in good shape. And then, you know, you put him on this program, like yours. And, now he's freaking ripped and muscular. It's like, but he's still lean, you know, he's ripped and muscular. It's like, I couldn't believe that I could have got, you know, in better shape and more muscular. And now I want to be even more ripped, you know, and then you just, it feeds your motivation to continue to work hard and continue to move forward to see how much more you can do, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. No. And I think that needs to be stressed. I mean, because we always see these, you know, 20-year-old bodybuilders or whatever, and they're putting on all this muscle, and we always think that it's impossible because we're older now and that it's too late for us, but it's not. It's not too late. And you have to, this research proves it, and you just have to have the right program in place, which means that you can't be doing the same program that they've got in, you know, Flex Magazine or Muscle and Fitness, where you're doing body bar splits and you're training 6 days a week. Like, you can't do that anymore. No. That program is built for a 20-year-old. No. You have to have the right type of program set for, you know, again,
us guys,
appropriate, right? Yeah, us guys. It's just like you were saying, you don't want to be 40, 50, 60 years old and be that guy in the club. Well, the same thing. You don't want to be 40, 50, 60 years old and be doing a 20-year-old program. A program built for a 20-year-old who's on steroids. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. And you don't want to be the guy who I see all the time at my gym walking around. Okay, love that you're in the gym. Love it. You know, you're 50, you're 40, I'm going to go 50 plus. You're 50s, you're 55, you're in the gym. Love it. But you're just walking around. You get on a machine, you'll press it, and then you'll get off that machine, you know, shoulder press machine. You'll walk around, you'll walk over to the row, and you'll row a bit, and then you'll, you know, like, you're not doing anything. You're just kind of, and your technique's horrible. I know what your goal is, to get in there and kind of, you know, work the muscles and, you know, stay active and kind of exercise in quotations, but that's not doing you any good either.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Exactly. And then those are the type of guys where it's like, well, you know, I'm just going to try it out. And then when I feel comfortable in there, I'll hire a trainer, which is like the exact ass backwards approach that you should take. If you don't know what you're doing in there, don't try to learn it yourself, because you could in corporate start getting into these bad habits. Hire a trainer right off the bat, hire a professional, learn how to do the stuff. And then that way you've set those habits and that foundation for you. And then you can try doing stuff on your own. But it's funny, because those are the guys those are the guys where you see them and they're doing that now, and you look at them a year from now and they look exactly the same and they're doing the same thing.
Totally. And they feel good because they went to the gym. Right. So they have that false, like, yeah, you know, I went to the gym, I did some exercise today, which is, again, there's more, like, you know, it's not. And I'm not even talking about the beginners. I'm talking about guys who probably way back in the day used to train, but now at their 50, they're just kind of, you know, walking around doing this and that, or walking on the treadmill, or, you know, just, and again, I love the fact that they're in there. So they're already interested, like, they're already open-minded, which is good. But now you just have to, you know, before you become that person, instead of just walking around the gym, say, okay, at least I just have to get back to the gym. Because I hear that a lot. Yeah, you know, I just have to get back in the gym. And you go back to the gym and you maybe walk on the treadmill for, you know, a week. And then, you know, walk, again, do the whole walk around and do stuff. But that's boring. That's extremely, extremely boring. So, and you're not going to see the progression that you want to, the strength gains that you want to, the fat loss that you want to, because you don't have a program, right? So then you're going to most likely just go, I started going to the gym for a couple of weeks, but, it's just boring. You know, or I didn't get the motivation, because it's much easier for you to go, do I really want to go to the gym and walk on the treadmill today? Or do I want to, you know, I'm just feeling tired. So it's way easier for you not to be motivated to go to the gym. You're just going to go to the gym and walk on a treadmill or walk around because you don't have, a program in place. So with your program, now you have something in place. So now when you go to the gym or at home or whatever, now you have that program. And now you can follow that program, and now you can see the gains, see the muscle growth, see the fat loss, see your strength, and then it keeps you motivated.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the thing with a lot of people is that they look at social media and they think that that's how you have to train all the day, like all the time. And that's where we were talking about how you think that you have to train balls to the wall and, you know, get PRs every single time you go to the gym. And that couldn't be further from the truth, especially when you're when you're beyond a certain age. Like, there are days where you just go in and you punch the clock and you do the work. On the days where you don't even have, you don't feel like doing it, but you just need to go in and do it. And that doesn't mean pushing the envelope every single time. That means doing these punch the clock workouts where you're not going as intense, but you're getting the work done. You're building the reps. Because a lot of people don't know this, but whenever you incorporate a new exercise into your routine, it takes about 6 weeks for your joints and your ligaments to really adapt to that type of stress and that movement in order to build the strength and the resilience. Your muscles can tolerate a lot more. So if you're doing a barbell back squat for the very first time, you may be able to progressively load and put more like heavier weights, and your muscles may be okay with that, but your joints and your ligaments aren't, because it takes a little bit more time for those joints and those ligaments to adapt to the stress that you're putting on it. So even though you probably could add more weight, you really shouldn't, especially when you're over the age of, you know, 35 or 40, because you need to allow your joints and your ligaments to adapt to it. And in order for them to do that, it takes longer for your joints and your ligaments to adapt to that type of stress and that type of stimulus than it does your muscles. So that's another thing to take into play, which is why, like we were talking about building up this phase, like these buildup phases to an intensification phase, you need to take that time and put that work in and earn that and get your joints to earn that so that you can go into the intensification phase and really start to push it. But you've got to earn it with those first 8 weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man, for sure. So in wrapping up, because I know we're time sensitive. I mean, listen, we're gonna get on more podcasts and talk a lot more about stuff. Specifically, you know, just different type of training, kettlebell training, what have you. But with the foundation of youth, how does someone get started? How does someone start with this program? Because I'm really excited about this program. I think, you know, a lot of guys, especially a lot of my guys, love kettlebells. And, you know, for me, with my program, I'm more dumbbell body weight specific, especially with my program. But, you know, knowing that there's a kettlebell program out there to help build muscle, how can they start?
Okay, so the first thing to do is I have a if you go to kettlebellworkouts.com, I have a free double kettlebell workshop. Now, free means free. So you go to my... If you go to my website, like, you don't have to exchange an email address or anything like that. Like, you just go there and I'll give you this free workshop. It's on my site. And you click through the instructional videos and the instructional pages, and I'll send you the link to that so that you can put it in the show notes. But you go through that program. And then after that, there's a link to start the Fountain of Youth, if that's something that you're interested in. Now, with the Fountain of Youth, you have to be able to qualify for it. So you've got to put in the work beforehand in order to qualify to do this program so that you don't hurt yourself. So this program isn't for everybody. I mean, number one, because it's very minimalist. So if you're a stimulus junkie and you're used to doing 50 different exercises in a program, this isn't for you.
Right.
This is like basically taking everything and stripping it down. It's simplex. That's like that's how I like to call it. It's not complex. It's simplex. And so you have to qualify for it. And if you can understand that, if you can get in the right mindset for it, then it'll be for you. And there's certain ways that you can qualify to do that. But the very first thing that you need to do, and you'll get a link to the program after you finish the double kettlebell workshop, the online workshop that I have set up. And again, remember, it's free. Like, I don't need you to give me your email address. I don't need you to buy anything. You just go to my website, do the workshop, follow it through. And if you can make it through, then you qualify for the Fountain of Youth, and you'll get a link to it. And that's basically how it works.
Awesome. And like, what if I'm just starting out with kettlebells? Can I still try this without, you know, getting overwhelmed?
You can. I mean, again, because it's very simple, but I like to qualify people by getting them to get familiar with a single kettlebell first. And then if that's the case, I can send you a link to the single kettlebell workshop that leads into one of my single kettlebell programs that helps build the foundation for your kettlebell training. And I mean, and this is just me. Part of the reason why I got into kettlebell training was because the barbell wasn't friendly to my joints anymore. Because it was fixed, and having two kettlebells or one kettlebell really allows my body to do what it does naturally. Because we're all built naturally, and when you have a big fixed object like a barbell, dumbbells are similar to kettlebells in this sense. I mean, they're a little bit different, but I can't lift with a barbell anymore. Like I recently just started deadlifting once a week, which has been great, but this is the first time that I've gotten under the bar, picked up a bar in several years, only because I just love my kettlebells, and I think they're great and very conducive for people that are over a certain age, because they allow your joints to move individually and separately, because we're not all built symmetrically, especially now because of all the movement patterns that we've accumulated over the years. So that's part of the reason why I like kettlebells so much.
Every single male over the age of 40 should have kettlebells in their house, 100%. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And every single male over the age of 40 should learn how to use kettlebells through kettlebell, you know, training, kettlebell courses, kettlebell workshops like yourselves. You know, every single man should get on kettlebellworkouts.com and follow Chris and use those workshops, because kettlebells are the best. Like I said, if I was on an island and I had to bring one piece of equipment, it would be my kettlebells, 100%. It's not even a question.
I mean, you know, it's circling back to where we were talking about fast switch and everything. The very best, the very first thing as far as kettlebell training that you should learn is a kettlebell swing, because that's what's going to train your fast switch muscle fibers. That's what's going to prevent sarcopenia from happening, is being able to train a kettlebell swing with perfect technique, being able to lift it explosively and lifting it relatively heavy. So at the very least, and ironically enough, I do have a free kettlebell swing workshop on the website as well. So
send that to me too. Send that to me too.
I will.
I'll put the ball there.
You got it.
I mean, just finally, like, people will probably ask, well, why kettlebells? You guys are all up on kettlebells. Yeah, because you can build muscle, you can build strength, you can burn fat, you can get explosive, you can do mobility work, you can do core work. Like, all, you can do everything, every style of training using the kettlebell. You can get stronger. You can fucking bulk up. You can be more athletic. You can be more explosive. You know, you can train just your core and your abs. You can do mobility stuff, flows. Like, there's so much, you can do so much with kettlebells. Competitions. If you want to freaking be in a kettlebell competition, you can compete in kettlebell sport. Like, it's so versatile, so that you're not bound to one thing. It's very hard to do mobility stuff with dumbbells, right? The way you can with kettlebells.
Yeah, and that's just because of the way the kettlebell is shaped. I mean, the kettlebell will naturally pull your shoulder. Like, when you hold the kettlebell up overhead, it naturally pulls your shoulder into alignment. It naturally pulls you into a position of good posture. And that's why I like them so much.
Awesome. Cool, man. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you for teaching us about building muscle over 40, specifically using the kettlebell and using your Foundation of Youth program. Fountain of You're Youth, welcome. Not Foundation of Youth. Jesus Christ. Sorry, buddy. All right, man. So, yeah.
What's up? We're good.
All right. Awesome, man. Thank you so much, Chris. Guys, make sure that you click the links in the show. And if you're not, like if you're listening to this on an app or whatever, you go to kettlebellworkouts.com and get those free programs. Start that free workshop and, you know, get qualified to use the Fountain of Youth program and build some muscle over the age of 40. Thank you so much, Chris, man. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, so I hope you enjoyed that episode and got a ton of information that you can go back and actually start using in your everyday life. And if you got any bit of information, useful information or valuable information from this episode, please give this this podcast episode a 5 rating. Give it a nice high rating. It helps with the podcast. It helps keep our rating high so that I can continue to bring you great guests and more episodes of this podcast. Also, please make sure you download the Over 40 Alpha podcast app. You can find that in your app store. Go down and download that because you'll make sure that you never miss another episode. It's very easy to access. And if you haven't downloaded this yet, please download my free 1 week Over 40 Shred program for men by going to www.freeover40shredprogram.com. That's freeover40shredprogram.com. Thanks so much for your time. And until next time, get it done. Pow.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. Former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author. Bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.